is the sugya of the shechita of a woman.
The central part of the first part of the sugya will be the discussion of, thank you very much, of the mei isurei hana. Let's first set up the sugya. So, and dalav menalav gufa, the Gemara says, go back to the psak of Rava, or Rava, Yisrael Mumer, oyechel nevelus l'teyoven. You have a person as a sheichet, and he, every so often he takes liberties. So he's a sheichet in the morning, and every so often he gets caught in a treif restaurant. So, boy, so can we still use the sheichet? Can we still trust his shechita? Can we use his meat? Do we have to fire him? So the Gemara says, there's a boydeik, so Rava said, boydeik sakin v'no sein lo, that we can, as long as we give him a kosher, a knife, muter lechol mishchitose, mai taima, kevon de iko hetera v'isura, lo yishavek hetera v'ochel isura. Gemara says, this is the definition of this Jew. There's a Jew that that he's not going to go out of his way to do an Eser. As Lu Yitzur, there'd be two restaurants next to each other, Treif and a kosher restaurant. He'd go to the kosher restaurant. But if there's no kosher restaurant around, so it means eating yogurt or something, so then he's going to take liberties on vacation, right? He's visiting someplace, he's in the Alps or something, so he ran out of tuna fish. So now, he's not going to go hungry. He's going to be shavak leishav. He's going to be shavak etera. Lu yitzuyer, there'd be a kosher hotel there. So then leishavak etera v'ochel yisur. So as long as we accommodate him, right? As long as we provide him with a kosher knife, so why should he do a bad shechita? He knows how to do a shechita. So he's going out of his way to do ashiyah. He's got his way to do agrama. He doesn't do shechita. So we give him a good knife and make it easy for him. Let's again, just before we go a little bit deeper, let's just put it in the context. The context is that on Gimel, Amud Aleph at the very bottom, the Gemara says that Rav Ashi was moikim the Mishnah not as a shechita skuti, and there was a machlekes of a whether, how do we explain, a yoytze ben nechnas, but it's about a shechitas mumer. And Rav Ashi quoted this Rava. At the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, when the Gemara is analyzing the different tanoim, the different pshatim of the Meirav and their relative strengths, so the Gemara says, Rava, why do you make him the Mishnah to be an a shechitas kuti? Why would you make him the Mishnah l'shechitascha? Why would you make the Mishnah like Rav Ashi is going to be making it a few generations later? So the Gemara says that Rava is making the Mishnah l'shitase. Gemara says, "Hoder el Rava, my time of the Omer Kishmaitse, lidvarv debayaka Omer, velele svirale, enachanami." The Gemara at the very last line of Gemara Bay says that Rava was arguing with Abaye. Abaye, when he discussed Shechitas Kuti, was making the mission to be Oymer al Gavav as opposed to Yesev and Nechnas. Yesev and Nechnas does not help even Bidi Avad. And Rav was arguing with Abaye's Shita of Kuti. But Abaye, Rav didn't say that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is Shechitas Mumer. So the Shechitas Mumer, the Gemara says that according to Rav, according to Ravashi, Rav is going to be Akol Sheikhlin, even a Mumer Litayomim. And how can a mumer l'tiyomin shecht? We're not going to give him an omer al gaba, we're going to give him a sakin and make sure it's a sakin kshera. What happens if he shechts without a sakin kshera? So the Gemara says, we're going to check the sakin. Ushchitosik kshera, hakol shechadin with a sakin kshera, sakin beduka. Ushchitosik kshera is b'di'evet. If he went ahead and he didn't give us the knife to check, we're going to check the knife b'di'evet. And what happens if he's been a lesser come on? He's not here, we can't shecht, we can't find the knife, so we don't know how he shechted. Maybe he shechted with a sakin peguma, So we're not going to, this people become treif, also to eat it. I have the last line, it says, V'kulin sheshachtu, and macherin oimin al-gabav, so the Gemara says, Kasha, and Taisvah says, the Ramas of Reb Mitzuyin, says that that is going to refer to Chayv Shaita V'katan. So it's not the smoothest lashon. It shouldn't be V'kulin sheshachtu, it should be Unshachtu. But that's what you have to say. So Ha'olam is there. And then some Rishonim say we're going to pass like this sheet because this is Rav Ashi, this is Rava. Now Olam Mizeh, that the best fit pshat of the Mishnah is going to be Shchitas Muma L'Tiyavim. Right, that's the bottom Teshuva says that the bottom Teshuva in Gimel Omid Beis says that there are two Hakol Sheichetins and Rava will say one is Kuti and one is going to be Mumer. But the din of Mumer is going to stand. Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis at the very top says why does this work? Why are we afraid that the Washiel the Drasam the Leishave Keter Vachali Sura? So he's going to make sure that it's an easy thing to do a good shechit if you know what you're doing. And does not want to be over on the evil sitting mechshol. He's not a kuti. Good. Now the Gemara says, "What's the Taisva says?" It sounds like from this sugya though that oimel al gabal wouldn't help, right? Because the end the Gemara says for mumal tiyavin v'kulon sheshochtu v'acherin roin esoishchon sheshochtu. No, it's not correct. We would not say shchitas ksheira. Why not? Why not Oimer al Gabov? So Taisha says of a kuti yeshudin acher. Why? Because a kuti is afraid that he's shechting away, and there's a guy watching him. So he's afraid at some point the guy's going to say, "Let me check your knife." So the kuti is afraid. The kuti knows he's not muchzak as Yehudi kosher. We're skeptical because he's not. He's not concerned with lifnei iver, so he's mirtas. But a mumer l'tiyavin is not mirtas, right? The mumer l'tiyavin, he says the community thinks he's a pretty good guy most of the time. How many guys know he's in trade restaurants? How many guys know that in the privacy of their home, if the light to the fridge is left on, he's not going to be sure to get a guy. He's going to do apsik reisha. So he's muchzik as a good guy. So he's not miritus. He's no one's checking up on me. So what's an emerald gabba going to do? He's thinking, this emerald gabba thinks he's a regular sheikhet, like anybody else. So miritus, so there's no miritus. Parenthetically, this is a great raya to the way we explained, the way the Rav explained the machlekes Rav and Abaya, that Rav holds that a Yaseh ben Nichnas is the same din as Eim al Gavav, means that Eim al Gavav is mitam miritus. So this is a Gavaldic Rai for that. The Taisva says that Eim al Gavav is not going to help a Mumor because the Mumor has no miritus. He has no reason to believe the guy's going to check up on him. So that's the din of Mumor L'Tiyavin. Right? Mumor L'Tiyavin is that we have to, if we can create a situation whereby it is no tircha to give me a kosher, a piece of meat, he has the money to say it's kosher. I was trying to think of a situation where this would be lamasa. So I remember a number of years ago, there was a kashrus organization that was giving a hashgacha to a bagel place that was open on Shabbos. All right. So then, so the question is, how do you know that there's mirtas on Shabbos? Right? This is a goyish place. So there was no chil Shabbos, it was a goyish place. But how do you know that they're not bringing in trade stuff on Shabbos and then unpacking it? How do they're not filling up the oil, it's there. So you have so Sunday through Friday, there's mirtas. Any day, the Jew can walk in, the Mashgiach can walk in and catch them filling up oil from a non-kosher source. But over here, so nowadays, I guess you could put it in cameras or something like that. Cameras focus on, as long as nobody ever blocks the camera over Shabbos. That could be a possibility. There's separate issues about places open in Shabbos. Hashgachas often have different concerns about Zilzul Shabbos. Or you can have a guy go in Shabbos. We had a place that was open in Shabbos in a neighborhood, so we had a Jew go in. We had a Shgiach go in. Right? No Chilul Shabbos and going into a place. He wears his hat from the kosher organization. So everybody knows he's not in there to buy, he's in there because he's a mashgiach. All right. So we can do Ashgach on Shabbos. But let's say, so this organization said what they do is that Erev Shabbos, the mashgiach goes in and makes sure that all the ingredients are filled to the top. In other words, that he has more oil than he'll need for the next 5 days. Right? Any ingredient that could be a questionable, that could be flipped, he makes sure that there's absolutely no reason for it to flip. Right? So that is, it's a goy. So it's a different mechanism. But l'chayra, that would be a situation of giving him the knife that's kosher. Lo yitzur, it would be, let's say it's a mumer liti omen runs this stuff. So this thinking of giving, of putting him in a position where he has no yetzer hara at all. So l'chayra, that should give him their manos. That's the sugya. You can give a mumulati of a nemanus as long as you provide him with the situation of leishave keteira va'achali surah. The Gemara says, Yahachi ki leibodak nami. So why is it? Why can't you just say, look, you're in the shlacht house. There's more than one knife there. So why do I have to go to the bother of sending in the mashgiach, sending the rabbi machshir, and actually saying this is a knife we're going to use? Check it. Runs along his nail. Make sure there's not pogum. Runs it along his skin. Make sure it's a smooth knife. Hands it to him. Why don't we just say the nice five knives on the wall? So what? One of those knives is kosher. So there's no tirch involved in selecting the right knife. The Gemara says, "Kilei bodek nami, the mitrich le torach." That's already Rashi. Le yimtzena yofel le yachzer achasakin acheres le torach la dure boser sakin yofem zupeguma. It's mentioned earlier. So that's the shear of shavak isura, right? And how far do we go? When do we give them manos? It has to be a situation where to do the right thing requires no more tircha than having to go after the right knife. Right? That's that seems to be the shear. Ezra? Good, okay, so now the Gemara says, Tanya de Messiah Lecha. There are going to be several Tanya de Messiah Lechas. And this, the Sugya of Shchitas Mumer is the next blood and a half. And several Tanya de Messiah. We have to figure out what each Tanya de Messiah Lecha means. Some say it means that there's no Gevaldig Araya. They're all Siyuas. So Tanya de Messiah, we have a din that's going to support this mahalach of Rabba. What siyur are we looking for? So Rashi says, Tanya the Messiah lecho dechol mi sheina oisel lahaches ve'iko etera kamei leishava ketera v'ochel isura. That we're going to divide up our yonim, Jews who take liberties, we're going to divide into two groups. There's the lahaches group that is married, but then that is they're not happy passengers. and they're not going to keep the halachas. So mumah lahachas, how can we give them their monas? What's a mumah l'teyoven? A mumah l'teyoven, again, it's not a, we don't find these Jews so much. Mumah l'teyoven means he's not a deep philosophical Jew, apparently. He's not, doesn't have carry with him the Moira of Elam Ha'emes, of the Yem Adin. We don't talk to find these Jews. It's like probably a person who said, I keep kosher because my father kept kosher. My grandfather kept kosher. No. So if I can't find the kosher restaurant, so it's a different kind of Moira. So that's the kind of, if it's not difficult, so I'll do what my father did. I shouldn't do it. Becomes difficult. So what's the level of convenience? Tanya de Messiah Lecho, Chemtson shel Oivrei Aveira, Achara Pesach. All right, who are the Oivrei Aveira? The Jews who did not get rid of their chametz. Why? Mibnei of Seder, Telasim Arimah. So Chemtson shel Oivrei Achara Pesach. So we know there's a din of chametz over Olam Pesach. Go to narrow holding by Moitzoi Pesach, and it's been a number of days since we had chametz, and house is back chametz steak. So now we're challenging for chametz, challenging for a pizza or something. So there's an Avarian who he wanted to make the bit for whatever reason. He advertised that he's not burning his pizza. So come, Matzoh Yom Tov, and you'll be able to get his pizza. So it was apparently otherwise it's kosher. He only uses kosher cheeses. Yeah, he has Ashkocha. Maybe he doesn't have Ashkocha. But somebody, for some reason, he has the bonus that the dough was kosher dough and the cheese is kosher cheese and it was baked in a kosher oven. And he didn't get rid of Erev Pesach. So Matzoh Pesach, the Gemara says, Mutter miyad. You don't have to even wait, Bechdei sheyasu. You don't have to wait the amount of time it would take for him to get a kosher pizza together. Gemara says, why? Bebnei shein machlifin. Because he's a Jew. He kept Pesach, more or less, right? But he didn't want to get rid of these pizzas. All right. So now it's Mutzoi Pesach. He'll do mitzvahs. So someone goes over to him and says, you know, it's, if you eat that pizza, it is chomet sha'omer olam ha'pesach. He says, okay, so I'll find a frozen, I'll go to the shop, right? I'll go to a place at the goyish shop, right? They have frozen dough there. No. So I'll cash in my pizza, I'll sell to the goyim, and then I use the money to, or I'll trade with the goyim. I'll go to ShopRite and I'll say, I have four fresh pizzas, I want four of your frozen pizzas with Ashkocha that belong to Goyim or Pesach. No. So the Gemara says, Hein Machlifin. So what's the raya? The raya is the what? That I can eat, he is nemanus. He tells me, I know, right? I'm the rabbi, and I know he didn't come and sell his chametz. So Chol HaMoed said, I didn't see you sell your chametz. You're not on my list. He says, I had five pizzas in the freezer. Didn't get rid of them. I was too busy here Pesach to come and sell the chametz. To give you burn them. Crazy, burn five pizzas. I should have burned five pizzas. They're good pizzas. So Mutzoi Pesach, so I have to announce Pesach morning, last day of Pesach. Shemini Shel Pesach. So I have to announce that everybody can buy in the local stores, but you shouldn't buy this guy's five pizzas. they have to go over to him and say, Habibi, if you sell these pizzas, I'm going to have to put up a tzetel, put up a note. You have to include in the announcements all the stores that sold their chametz. And they say, but you should know, the end of the pizza guy, the five pizzas that you can have. So he says, no. Because miyad, after Pesach, he knows the din of chametz over Pesach. He's going to get a path to shop, right? He's going to get five kosher frozen pizzas. Maybe a chalifin. No, so it's a raya. Loma, why should he? Lay shavik et teir of achal isura. Alright, so having the din. He has the amonis to say these are kosher pizzas. Where is the hamani? The yudhi, the amar chomish of a Pesach, the raisa. So you see, a gavaldiger raya, it's a match. We're talking about Easter day rice in the veil. We're talking about Easter day rice according to Yehuda Chometz. So over all of a Pesach by a goy is osir. It's an Easter day rice. Yehuda Shita, the Gemara, all of Mishnah point out that that Shita is does not necessarily maskon of the sugim sachem. But right now we're working it out according to this half a minute. The Gemara says, Omer leShavik Keter Vachali Sura. Mimai Gilim Reb Shimoni Dama Chomish LePesach Rabbanon V'chi Mekelina V'Rabbanon V'Dei Raisa Lo Mekelina. But again, V'chi Mekelina V'Rabbanon V'Dei Raisa Lo Mekelina. The Gemara says, no, maybe it's not a Raya Bechlal. Maybe you have no Raya. Maybe V'Dei Raisa, we don't say that Shavak LeShavak Isura V'Avad Ateiram. The Gemara says, Tavinam Reb Shimon Mikatani Shani Oimer Hechlifu, Vibne Shemachlifin Katani, the Vade Machlifin, Umad Mirabon Le Shavikater Vachli Sura, Mine Raisa Loi Kol Shechain. What's the Gemara's Maskana? What's the Gemara's Diok? That it's Machlifin and not Hechlifu. Vibne Shein Machlifin. What would be the difference in name? It would say Vibne Shani Oimer Hechlifu. What's the Nakuda the Gemara is pointing out of here? It's the Chiluk. Machlifin or Achlifin? No? It's Pshat in the Sugya? Go ahead.
Do we have to believe him that he did it, or is it just the Matisse of the case that it was done already?
Right. So if it's a question whether you believe him, so what is Mipnei Sha'ani Oimer Achlifu, what does that mean?
Then we have to rely on him.
Right, and then it would make sense in Mechalik between no? Mechalik between
this case and
Mechalik between what's this case meaning Mechalik between what? So what? The Raisa Rabbanan. Right, the Gemara says if it is, it only makes sense to mechal b'drais and rabbanon if we have to be soymech on sofek rabbanon l'kula. But if we're saying this is a mitzias shem machlifin, then there's no reason to say that even from Shimon it'll still be a siyuah for this din. Right, so the maskonas asugya is that a mumalati of in the mitzias is machlifin. The Mitzvah says that leshavak isura ve'avad leshavak keter v'asav isura. So the Mitzvah is that we've identified the mumah l'tehomen correctly, and when it comes to chometz and Pesach, even chometz achar Pesach, if the kosher chometz is accessible, he'll get it. It could be that we've expanded the shear of Tirch a little bit, right? Tani Misayeh Lecha means we may have not only been Misayeh Ardin, but maybe we would say that we would believe a Mumer L'Tiyavein even if it means exchanging goods, right? So it becomes a very dachistic din now. How to define the Tirch? To put down the knife that may be pogum and pick up a knife, it's not pogum. So that much tircha, we're not going to give them on us. But to exchange the pizza, they'll do it. So the tzarachin a little bit had to be magdir exactly the shir tircha. But then Rashi opens up for us that this, and now we can, this sugya now becomes a yesodistic sugya in understanding the mei iser hana. As Rashi says, when after Rashi explains the sugya, the afal gab de hashta nami iser huli gabei to mishani michomis over lova pesach the ilav the yov leilovit kichom leav the yov leidini day afilu hachi kol madem motzilim ovid beteira purta ovid. Rashi says that this sugya, let's see if we get any more cooperation over here. Oh, okay. Says it is a mishdalus. Then Derek should unravise the lechus melichin. I say, so some of you all started learning. Let's see, not there yet. We're good?
Better than before.
Is that? Good. So Rashi says the afal gav. It's not really switching now. Everything said until now is really the background for looking into the sugi now. Afal gav dash nami iseru legabe. Right. So Reuven is the mumer l'tiyavin. Right. Reuven is a guy who had the 5 kosher pizzas over Pesach. He now is the 5 chometz so over love of Pesach pizzas. And Reuven is the guy that we're saying, not to worry. Motzei Pesach, his wife is changing over the house, he's going to ShopRite, he's flipping the kosher ones that he made that are now a chometz of Pesach, he's selling them to a guy, and with that money, he's now buying a kosher pizza. Good? So we can all enjoy his pizza. Kachadin says Rashi that chomei she'over olov ha-pesach is osur b'hanah. Not only osur b'achila. Osur b'hanah. It's a very chomei digadin de rabbonim. Chazal were so concerned that a person would not get rid of his chomei over Pesach. He would need chomei over Pesach. But they're concerned he wouldn't get rid of it, that they made a chomer dikadin, not only it is osir b'achila, osir b'ano. All right? So osir b'ano means that I could not use the chomer she'over l'Pesach for an oat bath. Right? Osir b'ano means I couldn't use it as some kind of ointment. Osir b'ano means l'chayra, I couldn't use it to pay my workers. my goyish workers. Says Rashi, Oser Vano means that I cannot, that the this mumer l'teyovin cannot eat the Shoprite pizza. Afa gav da hashta nami iser hula gabei, that the Shoprite pizza which he bought, which he flipped, if he eats the Shoprite pizza, he'll be getting hanor from his chomish of the Pesach. Afa gav da hashta nami iser hula gabei, he can't have it. Why can't he have it? Because if he eats the Shoprite pizza, he'll be end up getting hanor from his chomish she'over all of a Pesach, but the only way that he has his pizza is through the, so be end up getting hanor from the chomish she'over all of a Pesach. Hashtu nami isu l'gabe to mishane mi chomish she'over all of a Pesach the iyon le'yov le'ov kechavim le'havi yov le'didei, because the only reason he got the goyish pizza is because he gave him his Jewish pizza. Afilu achi kol ma the motzi le'ma'oben, right, comes up, Eben Yisra, no, you have a bottle of yayin that's osir ba'no, can I give it as a gift to a non-Jew? What hanor am I getting? Who's that? He'll do me a favor, so I'll end up getting hanor from him. Right, can I use that bottle to buy, can I give it to a wine store and say, can I flip it with a kosher bottle? He says, no. I'm never going to get it. Why? Because I'm getting hanor. I'm getting a sale value from it. So over here, the guy can't eat the kosher, the Shoprite pizza anyways. Avi luhochi, kol man de motzi le'me'ebad beteira purta ovid. Nevertheless, Rashi says it must be, we have to conclude from this brisa that even a mumer l'teyovin wants to be mamayit b'isur. If he sits down himself and he eats this pizza, then it'll be oiver the isur of hanor and the isur of chil chomish b'pesach. If he sells it to another Jew, then it'll be oiver getting hanor from the pizza, and it'll be oiver lifting the sitin mechshol, because then the Jew will eat a chomish of a Pesach. If he goes to the store and flips it with the Shoprite pizza with the hechsher, so then, and he sells it then, so he will still be getting hanor, but there's no lifting either. So I'm going to be might be surin kol ma dem motzi le'me'ebe beteira purta ovid. A little bit less yet. Okay, uladi don. And for us, the guys are now coming to eat this pizza. Miyashari. Why is it mutter? I'm also getting hano. I wouldn't have this pizza if my friend had not sold his pizza to ShopRite, gotten the frozen pizza that was under the ownership of a goy over Pesach. So in the end, I'm also getting hanor. So Rashi says, no. That if that would be also hanor, then that would be called tfisas isur. Ein lecha isur hanor she toifes chalipin chutz mi avoides kechobim ve'ektish v'shvius. The only time we say that an isur now flips its Iser onto its pidyon, right? When I'm poida something, so the whole concept of poida is that it does not pick up the same kedusha, right? And it's yoyse l'chulin, right? Or it could be that I'm poida something and the Iser now comes on the coins and the item goes out later. But if something is toifis, it's like tamura, and that the item stays osir, and whatever I flip, it also stays osir. So let's say I have shvius, I have fruits of shvius that I watched over, I was over resurim with them, I made sure no one came close to these fruits, I did isur shmira. Maybe I worked them, right? So now it's usuli hones from this, from these fruit. And then I say, well, I'm going to flip them on other fruit. I'm going to exchange them. So one of the chumras of shviyas is like tumura, that the fruit stays osir, and the new fruit that's toifes also becomes osir.
Was there a lava that's the chumras by tumura?
No, tumura is a marshal. Over here is that there's probably no lav involved, but it's still typhus. The no lav day ricer probably, but it's still typhus isur. It's not yetzel hetter. The same thing is true for avodazar and ekdash. Person has a bottle of wine that was used in avodazar. He has wine that was used for avodazar. Now he brings it to the store. Puts it back in the bottle, puts the cork back in, seals it up, gets away with it, brings it back to the store. And he wants to get a kosher bottle. So now, he walks away with the Manischewitz. So I have to tell him, it's Manischewitz, but it has Tfisas, Yisur, Avodah Zarah. So, but there are only three Yisurim, Avodah Zarah, Hektish, and Shvias, that are Teifes, Pi Yisurim. Every other Yisur Anoah, the item stays osir b'anov, basar b'cholov. A person has a piece of basar b'cholov, it's a pepperoni pizza, basar b'cholov, baked together, mamish day, rice day. And he wants to exchange that for a kosher pizza, right, for a phony pepperoni pizza, right, with hashgach on it. So it's the pepperoni pizza is osir b'anov. To bring it to the store and exchange and get a kosher pizza also, because he's getting an offer, right? And if the Baal of the pepperoni pizza would now eat it also, but if I would come and eat that kosher pizza, no iser, because the iser anov boss b'cholov didn't flip onto the kosher. Right. So Rashi says. So that's how this. That's how you make sense of this Mishnah. Right. The Baal Chometz. The Baal Chometz over all of the Pesach cannot get an or from it. It's also for him to exchange it with kosher. It's also for him to even eat the kosher. Because if he eats the kosher, he's getting anor. Now, if I eat the kosher ones, if I buy it from him, so he's getting vayter anor from his chomish over Pesach. I'm not getting anor from it. I could have gone to Shoprite, he went to Shoprite. So he's providing it for me. He had the wherewithal to buy it. So therefore, that's why I'm allowed to have this pizza. The Yesh Oyrim Sha'af La'atzmoy Mutar. Rashi says there are those who say that even the original Baal HaChomet Sha'over Olav HaPesach would also be allowed to eat it. V'tosu B'yodom. And that's incorrect. Why? So listen to the Svara now. That's incorrect. Din Kain Motzinu Domim L'Chomet Pesach. What's Rashi pointing out of here? Rashi is giving us a yisoy. There is a din shara niskal last year Baba Kama. Right, so what was the din of shara niskal? Nokia lebaal means that the shara niskal has absolutely no value. Why? Because it's osivano, right? The shore that gored. The shore that gored, and therefore has to be put to death. So Gemara says that if I have a shore that gored and killed somebody, and now the basins comes up and paskins that this was a shore of Mu'ud Lariga, and therefore they're going to take the shore away from me and stone the shore. If I try and grab the shore before they stone the shore, right? They get the pita people to put it, what do you call it? Was that? You know, to put a, when you go to the court and you get them to stop me from doing something.
An injunction,
correct. And get the pita people to put an injunction, they're not stoning a shore just because they killed a person. Are you talking? You're going to kill a shore because they did that? So they put an injunction. So quickly I try to sell the shore off, right? I sell the shore, somebody, I'm also concerned with human life, but at least I'll sell the shore so that some guy will enjoy the meat, they'll use the hide, they'll cut off the head and hang it for a mantle, somebody's mantle, whatever. So the halacha is that that's osur, right? Because, and not only that, the Gemara says, but that the shora niskal has no value whatsoever. So if somebody would gore my shora niskal before it gets stoned, he doesn't owe me a cent. Because it has no value. If a person tries to mekadesh his girlfriend with the shora niskal, right? Figures, like, something out of the shora niskal. So he brings the shora niskal over to this girl and says, "Hare mekadesh li b'shora niskal zu." So the kiddushin would not be chal. Why? He gave me nothing. There's no value. Gemara says, "O'echel trumas chomish Pesach." A person eats. A person somehow eats my koyin's chometz. A koyin had in any event, it could be any person is mazik my chometz and Pesach. So potimin is a shluman, because the chometz is also about no. Chometz had no value. Right? There's some shalos like this. Where a person lost some chometz he had, replaced or some investments. Let's look it up again. So the Gemara says, potter. So why am I potter? Because it has no value. So Rashi says, if it has no value, so then that means that I cannot, that it has to be totally osir to me. There should be dumb. What's that? That I could be over the Iser of Chomish of Pesach, but then Motsoi Yomte, if I can sell it, if I'm allowed to use the money, so then it has value. So it must be, Rashi says, in order for the Chomish and Peb to be valueless, then it means that it must be also for me to benefit from its sale as well. So again, Rashi says there's a machlokes. Whether chametz sha'over alav Pesach, whether it's toifes b'damav. So Rashi says, I'll bring you a raya that it is not toifes b'damav that I'm asking. That's that the Gemara says. There are only three yisurim that toifes b'damav. But is the object mutter b'hanah to the original proprietor? That can't be. Because if we mutter b'hanah to the proprietor, then this chametz sha'over alav Pesach would have value to it. And the Gemara says, there's no value. Is there not? Again, what's Rashi's raya? The din of hezek. If somebody damages my iser hanah, potter. Why? No value. I have chometz and Pesach. Somebody stole my chometz and Pesach. Somebody stole, I don't know, a carton of food. Most of it was Pesach thick. Inside was some stuff that's not Pesach thick. The Gemara says he owes me nothing for the chametz. Rashi says that must mean that I could not sell this chametz even after Pesach and benefit from the sale. Because if I'm allowed to benefit from the sale, then this object has value. So it must be that no one, not even the proprietor, can benefit from the sale. Who can benefit from the sale? A third party. Because he's not benefiting from the sale. He's just eating the chametz. Alright? That's the Rashi's nekuda over here. Chaim? So in this nekuda, go ahead.
So Rashi's giving his background in the case. He's explaining why it's able to work. How it's able
he's
to
explaining
work.
How he knows that an Isra no. And Iser Anah, even though it's not Teifes Domov, but it will roll over an Iser Anah to the proprietor, to the person who owns the original Iser. That's Rashi. Over here, you have to say this then. All right? Teisva says, Pirosh. Taisva says that he can't. What's he going to do? Just practically speaking, when he I gave the example that the shepherd owned a kosher pizza. Taisva didn't have that example. So then he gave the example where he takes what's he going to do with this tray, with this chomet shalom Pesach? He's going to go to a goy. He's going to get goyish bread. So tell us what he's going to do with goyish bread. It's a practical situation. He says that goyish bread is mutar b'anah, so he's going to end up taking this goyish bread and giving it to other goyim who work for him and giving it to feeding dogs with it. Inami, kinefish natam, or it could be like we discussed yesterday, that is talking about that he's going to get from the goy dough and he's going to bake it off. Alright? So you can be making these two answers on the machleik showed yesterday about the two answers of Tosfos. You can be making it that is based on what you hold, that is it bailus or is it a fee? Good. V'ashnos yishaker. Alright. That the sale of the chomet she'over l'va Pesach is only for third parties. But why? Because ain't tevis domov. Only hektish shvius and the avodah zarah are tevis domov. Right, the extremes of avodah zarah and hektish. The davka l'didei aser. But the item itself, the kosher pizza itself, which came in exchange for the pizza shechomitz or chomitz of Pesach, the proprietor can't have the chomitz because there he is being neder. All right, v'nira shemarvichin nami gamidit hu lemay the salka daita chash tamidei raisa d'mechalip and leyoser. So Taisva says, so let's understand for a moment. Are we assuming that the chalipin are an isa de raisa, isa de rabbanon? Right? In other words, this din, at what point does the isa hana de raisa get exhausted? So, I have something that's osir bano. Fine. I know that if I am nene from it, if I use it as an oil, as osir bano. Got it. Right? I know that if I take my shoran niskal and use the hide, osir bano. Got it. Okay. Now, what about if I sell my shoran niskal? But if I give the shor niskal as a gift to a goy, and he's going to do me a favor tomorrow, is that an isa hana de raisa, isa hana de rabbanon? Is that still called osir bano? I'm not getting enough miguf hadover. Or let's say I take this shor niskal and I sell it and I exchange it in the goy shestar. So I'm not getting enough miguf hadover. Not using the hide as a jacket. I'm getting hana from the thing that was exchanged for me. Is that hana de raisa de kana or de rabbanon de kana? The Tosfos says, l'may de sol kentayin tuch, right now, at the beginning of the sugya, we are assuming that chalipin, again, this is not the use of chalipin that we have in kinyanim, chalipin in hana is still maintains an isa de raisa. So nirishim arvicha nami lagabe didhu lamaida solka daita chasham de raisa. The bachalipin lay osir elamid arbonon kemoshe pirish akuntus ba'avoida zara. However, once we get to the maskana, and we say, no, chalipin is an isa de rabbanon, not an isa de raisa. Uperish b'akun, the davke. And how do I know that? Is that that's from the Rashi in Avodah Zarah and Dalmud Beis. Right? How do we know that? So Rashi says, Rashi's Hachi Mashma Hu Teifes Es Domav Kin Armina Kol Shatom Ahaye Avol Orla Hi Asuro B'chol Mokim Shehi Avol Domeo Eino Teifes Es L'Ostra. So Avodah Zarah is Teifes Domav. If I sell in Avodah Zarah, I sell Yayin Nesach, the money that I get from it will be as Osir as the Yayin Nesach. But what about if I have Orla? If I have fruit from the first trees and I sell it, so Rashi says that he asura v'chol mokem shi avol domeha ein asur. Right? Orla, the Gemara darshins, the bahoya, the orla, the fruit itself is asur. But if I sell the fruit, so then the money that I get from that sale will not be asur enough. V'im machron v'kinesh b'demeyen mekudeshes. If I take this orladika fruit, and I make a basket from it, and I bring it over to the young woman that I want to get married to her, and I have Edom over there, and I say, I'm bringing you fruit. It's not Bikurim, but it's close to Bikurim. It's the first 3 years, right? And I worked very hard to be able to have the mamash, the first fruit. So I want you to use this for Kiddushin, right? And she's very taken by the romantic gesture. But the rabbi says, Habibi, it's osir b'hana. You can't get married with Orla. You can't even get hana from it. It has no value. You're giving her nothing. So then he says, all right, I'll sell it. I'll go outside. And I'll sell it. And she comes back with 3 big oranges that are not Orla anymore. So it's not so romantic. And he wants to marry her with the 3 oranges. So the Gemara says, that would work. Why would it work? I can't eat the orla, right? That is no moment. But It's not Teife Zomav. So the oranges are not Osir Bano. So Rashi says, V'machun v'kiddush v'dmeyen v'kudeshes. He sells the orla. He sells them, right? He has cash now. He used the cash to marry this woman. U'mamoynehu. And it works, because that money is real money. Afagav diyawasulasuni minayu. Even though the Baal, the Chassan, could not use that money for anything. Why? Because if he uses the money, he's being nana from the Orla. But it doesn't become a chepsa shalisa, because it's not toifiz domim. So it's only osir for the chosin, for the kalos mutter. Afogav diu osir lasanui minayu, miu hahi ano mach yolo al yide orlo. Abul ihi loy me orlo komachile. All right? So far, so good. So far, Rashi Shitasai. For her, it's like the. And then Rashi ends with a surprise ending. Vidavka kidusha isha. Avosanuye minayo minerabonon osir. Says, and this only is a special kula for getting married. But to actually get hana from that money, it's like also. If it wouldn't be kiddushin, there'd be nisa derabbanan. But since it's kiddushin, so Chazal said, "Will we make up for kiddushin?" So lechora that is not consistent with the Rashi and Arsugya, right? Rashi and Arsugya seems to say that there's no Isur Bechlal for the third party. Rashi says that there is an Isur for the third party, just that the Isur for the third party is Isur Rabbanon. So it's not, so therefore, and Chazal made the Isur the Rabbanon, and they made a special kula for getting married. So Tosfos says, Upirish Bar Kuntra is the Davka Bekidusha Isha. Abu Bashar Khalipin Osumir Abana. So Taisva says, once we'll finish up today, Taisva says, and Rashi had to say it's an Issa Derabbanan. Because if it wouldn't be an Issa Derabbanan, then Issa Hana would have monetary value. And we know that Issa Hana have no monetary value. But Taisva says, Mikol Mokoim, Kevon de Lechadchila, Osir Limkor Lav Bar Domim Hu. Taisva says, no, Rashi's incorrect. It's still considered to be an Iser to be valueless because it's also to sell. Again, this is the Nukudas HaMachlokes. L'chaira, Rashi and Tosfos practically had very little, in a routine situation, very little between them. But in principle, there's a very important nakuda over here that you have to figure out. What's the nakuda? I have an Iser Ana. Less man depoling than that Iser Ana, that it is osir for me to sell that. Because I'll get Ana from my seller. I'll get money for it. Getting money is Ana. Okay? Less man depoling that there's no Issa de Raisa on a third party to be nana from this money. Might be an Issa de Rabbanon. An Issa de Rabbanon with a kula for marriage. Okay. Tosva says, Rashi holds that the proprietor cannot benefit from the money that I get for selling an Isa or not. And that would be an Isa Neiraisa. Why? Because if the proprietor could get benefit from the money he got from selling the Isra Noah, then the Isra Noah has value. It's also Isra Noah, but it has value. Nafka Minu would be, somebody steals it, I can sue him. So therefore, since the Isra Noah has no value, you have to say that it cannot bring me any money on the market which I could benefit from. But Tosfos says, untrue. Tosfos says, since it's the chanchila osir to sell, it's considered to be valueless. If I end up violating it and selling it, there's no new iser deiraisa on eating that pizza. Because that would be called tefisas damim. Since there's no tefisas damim, it means I have to be able to eat that pizza. So here's the nekuda again. The nekuda that the Rishonim argue about in this sugya, Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban, Ridva. This nekuda. I have, we'll take a, I have, somebody gifted me an expensive bottle of Yayin Nesach with Osir Vano. Right? What do I do with it? It's Osir Vano. So Osir Vano means I can't use it as a salve or something. I can't use it as something that will get Hanomi Gufa Dover good. Right? Somebody tells me that my plants will go great if I water them with the yayin. Can't do it. Right? But would I be allowed, and can I sell it? Can I sell it? Let's offer to sell. If I sell it, it was a bad example, Yanissa. Or I have yayin from Orla. Orla wine. So now I sell. I exchange the Orla wine for kosher wine. Less mandapolig that any of my guests can have this Orla wine. Why? Because that's the din of Orla is not Teifis Dami. Good. Can I have the Orla wine? Can I have the kosher wine? So Rashi says Osir, Teifis says Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Mutter because to say it's also there be tefisas damim. It's not tefisas damim. Only hektish shviyas and avodah zarah tefisas damim. So it has to be mutter. Rashi, it has to be osir. Why? Because there's a din that isurei anah have no value. Raya from Hezek. If I'd be allowed to benefit from the sale, it has value. And Tosfos says no. The fact that it's osir to sell means it has no value. Shar Nisko. Tosfos says the fact that it's also to sell means it's valueless. And Rashi says, no. If I would be able to be benefit from the sale, that means it has value. So is there an Isur Deiraisa in the proprietor himself being nene from the item that I get from the sale? That's the Nekudas HaMachlokes. What's pshat, and we say it's not teifis damim, and the issue that seems to be at stake is whether the iser to sell per se means that it's valueless. All right, so we have to figure out what is the nekudas hamachlekes. So please go through the tesis. It's a long tesis. Go through it very carefully. And then look at how their Ramban and their Ritva and their Rashba focus on this Nakuda. In the name of Hashem, we'll learn Nisham Yosha. So, have Shimon, your site is test.